비즈니스 임원들이 AI에 대해 얘기하는 것을 들을 때 마치 그들이 우리 나머지 사람들과는 완전히 다른 세계에 살고 있는 것처럼 느껴진 적이 있나요?
Do you ever get that sense when you're hearing business executives talk about AI that they seem to be living in a completely different world than the rest of us? Do you ever get that sense when you're hearing business executives talk about AI that they seem to be living in a completely different world than the rest of us? Do you ever get that sense when you're hearing business executives talk about AI that they seem to be living in a completely different world than the rest of us? Do you ever get that sense when you're hearing business executives talk about AI that they seem to be living in a completely different world than the rest of us?
I mean, I get that feeling a lot. I mean, I get that feeling a lot. I mean, I get that feeling a lot. I mean, I get that feeling a lot.
최근의 사례를 하나 들어주고 싶어요.
I want to give you a recent example. I want to give you a recent example. I want to give you a recent example. I want to give you a recent example.
지난주에 뉴욕타임즈 비즈니스 섹션에서 독일 소프트웨어 회사 세베의 여러 임원들과 유럽의 여러 비즈니스 및 경제 분석가들을 인터뷰한 기사를 발견했어요.
Last week, I came across an article from the New York Times business section that interviewed multiple executives from the German software company SAP. As well as several European business and economics analysts. Last week, I came across an article from the New York Times business section that interviewed multiple executives from the German software company SAP, as well as several European business and economics analysts. Last week, I came across an article from the New York Times business section that interviewed multiple executives from the German software company SAP, as well as several European business and economics analysts. Last week, I came across an article from the New York Times business section that interviewed multiple executives from the German software company SAP, as well as several European business and economics analysts.
놀랍게도 모두가 AI가 이미 경제에 대규모 혼란을 초래했으며 가까운 미래에 가속화된 속도로 계속 그럴 것이라고 확신하고 있었어요.
Now, what struck me was how confident everyone was that AI had already started massively disrupting the economy and would continue to do so at an accelerating rate in the near future. Now, what struck me was how confident everyone was that AI had already started massively disrupting the economy and would continue to do so at an accelerating rate in the near future. Now, what struck me was how confident everyone was that AI had already started massively disrupting the economy and would continue to do so at an accelerating rate in the near future. Now, what struck me was how confident everyone was that AI had already started massively disrupting the economy and would continue to do so at an accelerating rate in the near future.
자, 여기서 화면에 그 기사를 띄워볼게요.
Here, let me load the article on the screen here. Here, let me load the article on the screen here. Here, let me load the article on the screen here. Here, let me load the article on the screen here.
기사의 제목은 감언 없이 AI를 수용할 수 있을까? 이 회사가 시도 중이라고 한다였어요.
Look, the title was, Can you embrace AI without layoffs? This company says it's trying. Look, the title was, Can you embrace AI without layoffs? This company says it's trying. Look, the title was, Can you embrace AI without layoffs? This company says it's trying. Look, the title was, Can you embrace AI without layoffs? This company says it's trying.
여기서 부제목을 봐보세요.
And look at the subhead here. And look at the subhead here. And look at the subhead here. And look at the subhead here.
독일 소프트웨어 대기업 셉는 직원들이 일자리를 없애는 대신 일자리를 개편할 수 있다는데 베팅하고 있다고 말하고 있어요.
The German software giant SAP says it's betting that employees can reinvent jobs instead of eliminating them. The German software giant SAP says it's betting that employees can reinvent jobs instead of eliminating them. The German software giant SAP says it's betting that employees can reinvent jobs instead of eliminating them. The German software giant SAP says it's betting that employees can reinvent jobs instead of eliminating them.
그것이 작동할지 여부에 대해 전문가들은 의견이 나뉘고 있어요.
Experts are divided on whether it will work. Experts are divided on whether it will work. Experts are divided on whether it will work. Experts are divided on whether it will work.
좋아요. 그 표현을 한번 생각해 보죠.
All right. So let's think about that wording for a moment. All right. So let's think about that wording for a moment. All right. So let's think about that wording for a moment. All right. So let's think about that wording for a moment.
그 기사, 즉 셉 임원들과의 인터뷰는 당연하게 받아들이고 있는 게 있어요.
That article. This interview with the SAP executives takes for granted, right? That article. This interview with the SAP executives takes for granted, right? That article. This interview with the SAP executives takes for granted, right? That article. This interview with the SAP executives takes for granted, right?
그들이 인터뷰하는 사람들은 AI가 방치되면 많은 일자리를 없앨 준비가 되어 있다는 것을 당연하게 받아들이고 있어요.
The people they talk to take for granted that AI, if left unchecked, is poised to eliminate large number of jobs. The people they talk to take for granted that AI, if left unchecked, is poised to eliminate large number of jobs. The people they talk to take for granted that AI, if left unchecked, is poised to eliminate large number of jobs. The people they talk to take for granted that AI, if left unchecked, is poised to eliminate large number of jobs.
유일한 질문은 우리가 잃을 것이 확실한 모든 일자리를 대체할 새로운 일자리를 만들어서 그것을 막을 수 있는 무언가를 생각해낼 수 있느냐는 것이에요.
The only question is whether or not there is something we can come up with to stop that by having maybe new jobs to replace all those that we are for sure about to lose. The only question is whether or not there is something we can come up with to stop that by having maybe new jobs to replace all those that we are for sure about to lose. The only question is whether or not there is something we can come up with to stop that by having maybe new jobs to replace all those that we are for sure about to lose. The only question is whether or not there is something we can come up with to stop that by having maybe new jobs to replace all those that we are for sure about to lose.
이것들은 엄청나게 대담한 주장들이고, 그럼에도 불구하고 비즈니스 임원들의 말을 들을 때 너무나 확신 있게, 너무나 자연스럽게 제시되고 있어요.
Now, these are incredibly bold claims and yet they're made so confidently and so casually when you hear business executives talk. Now, these are incredibly bold claims and yet they're made so confidently and so casually when you hear business executives talk. Now, these are incredibly bold claims and yet they're made so confidently and so casually when you hear business executives talk. Now, these are incredibly bold claims and yet they're made so confidently and so casually when you hear business executives talk.
그리고 이것은 저에게 비즈니스 커뮤니티가 왜 AI가 분명히 많은 기존 일자리들을 없앨 것이라고 확신하는지와 같은 핵심 질문들을 제기해요.
And to me, this raises some key questions such as why is the business community so confident that AI will definitely eliminate lots of existing jobs? And to me, this raises some key questions such as why is the business community so confident that AI will definitely eliminate lots of existing jobs? And to me, this raises some key questions such as why is the business community so confident that AI will definitely eliminate lots of existing jobs? And to me, this raises some key questions such as why is the business community so confident that AI will definitely eliminate lots of existing jobs?
SAP 임원들이 그들 자신의 직원들과 고객들에 대해 뭘 보고 있길래 이러한 대규모 변화가 임박했다고 생각하게 되는 걸까요?
What is it that executives in SAP are seeing about their own employees and their clients that makes them think that these massive changes are imminent? What is it that executives in SAP are seeing about their own employees and their clients that makes them think that these massive changes are imminent? What is it that executives in SAP are seeing about their own employees and their clients that makes them think that these massive changes are imminent? What is it that executives in SAP are seeing about their own employees and their clients that makes them think that these massive changes are imminent?
그리고 가장 중요하게는 그들이 맞을까요?
And most importantly, are they right? And most importantly, are they right? And most importantly, are they right? And most importantly, are they right?
글쎄요, 오늘은 목요일이고 이것은 이 팟캐스트의 AI 현실 점검 에피소드를 할 시간이에요. 이것은 균형 잡힌 답변을 찾아볼 수 있는 완벽한 기회예요.
Well, it's Thursday. Which means it's time for an AI reality check episode of this podcast, which is the perfect opportunity to go seeking some measured answers. Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time for an AI reality check episode of this podcast, which is the perfect opportunity to go seeking some measured answers. Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time for an AI reality check episode of this podcast, which is the perfect opportunity to go seeking some measured answers. Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time for an AI reality check episode of this podcast, which is the perfect opportunity to go seeking some measured answers.
좋아요. 그럼 제 계획은 다음과 같아요.
All right, so here's my plan. All right, so here's my plan. All right, so here's my plan. All right, so here's my plan.
이 기사를 더 깊이 있게 살펴보고 유럽의 비즈니스 커뮤니티가 실제로 AI에 대해 어떻게 생각하는지 더 잘 이해해 보려고 합니다.
I'm going to dive deeper into this article and try to better understand what the business community over there in Europe actually believes about AI. I'm going to dive deeper into this article and try to better understand what the business community over there in Europe actually believes about AI. I'm going to dive deeper into this article and try to better understand what the business community over there in Europe actually believes about AI. I'm going to dive deeper into this article and try to better understand what the business community over there in Europe actually believes about AI.
그리고 나서 물러나서 제 생각을 말씀드리겠습니다.
And then I'll step back and give you my take. And then I'll step back and give you my take. And then I'll step back and give you my take. And then I'll step back and give you my take.
여기서 미리 경고를 드리고 싶습니다.
I want to give a trigger warning here. I want to give a trigger warning here. I want to give a trigger warning here. I want to give a trigger warning here.
만약 당신이 이런 회사 중 한 곳의 경영진이거나 비즈니스 분석가라면 제가 내린 결론을 마음에 들어 하지 않을 수도 있습니다.
If you're an executive at one of these companies or a business analyst, you might not like the conclusions I end up reaching. If you're an executive at one of these companies or a business analyst, you might not like the conclusions I end up reaching. If you're an executive at one of these companies or a business analyst, you might not like the conclusions I end up reaching. If you're an executive at one of these companies or a business analyst, you might not like the conclusions I end up reaching.
All right, anyways, let's dive in.